Said.
Yes, Auntie.
Here you are. This morning I wanted to talk to you, but we couldn't.
Okay, so what did you want to say?
It's about your father. Said, you know that it won't be long before Farhad's back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means that I won't be able to look after you like I have been for these past few years. 5 years have gone by since your mother died, God rest her soul. And during that time, your father has done everything he could to make sure you're happy. But everybody needs someone to talk to and love. Said, people need to love each other. There's nothing in the world that can replace that. Of course, one's children have their own special place. You know how much your dad loves you and Vahid. But a wife and companion is something that's been missing in his life. Said, your father, just like anyone else, has his rights. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course no one can take your mother's place. But, well, that's the way life goes. Said, do you agree with me?
What? Sorry.
Do you agree with me?
Sure, whatever you say, Auntie.
I thank you.
Hello.
Hello. So early in the morning.
If it's too early, I'll go. I'm sorry, is there a problem?
No. No problem. But you were supposed to bring the birth certificate.
Right. Well, his birth certificate wasn't at home, sorry. But if it's really that important, then I...
No. It's not important. Yavar!
Yes, Layla, miss?
Yavar, where are you?
Golbaya, dear. Look, I have to go. No, it's Layla. Yeah. Of course, I'm going to the studio. Pray that it'll come off. For recording a song. Yeah. Well, golly, dear, I'd better go. She'll get angry otherwise. And don't forget to drop in on my mom, okay? Yes, don't worry. I'll see to that. Goodbye. Yes, Miss Layla.
Were you on the telephone again?
Sorry.
Take this young man to the warehouse. Get the motorbike, take it to the mechanics. He'll stay to get it fixed so you can come back here.
Who is this guy?
He's your new coworker. Your work starts in the morning at 11 and at 7 in the afternoon.
Yes, madam. Okay.
Hey, look. If you go and become a construction worker, you'll get more money than working here.
Well, give me the address. I'll go myself.
What are you talking about? I have to come with you. So, look, what did Layla say about me?
Nothing.
She didn't say anything. I'm telling you, I won't be here for more than a month. 2 months at the most. At the very most, 3. So tell me, have you worked in the catering before?
Yeah, I was a chef before. Didn't you know?
No.
And you?
Me? I'm a singer. I sing.
You serious? You sing for the customers?
No. I'm gonna record my songs. Godarzi, my fellow countryman, came to Tehran a year or two before me. He works in the studio, and I've seen him working with singers like myself. And God willing, he'll arrange an opportunity for me to put my voice on the airwaves.
That's great. And what kind of music do you sing? Rap, jazz, pop?
What? I sing country music. Once or twice I've sung at Godarzi's wedding. Here, let me sing for you. I met her last night. She was beautiful. She was sitting at the bar. We had drinks till
nice,
dawn.
Nice.
We sat on the beach and we saw the sun come up. Oh my
That's
love.
Enough. Not that you can't sing well. You have a very nice voice. You're just wasted here.
Thank you.
I really mean it.
The truth is, everybody tells me that, Saeed. But I don't know why, but Layla isn't happy with me.
Why is that?
I don't really know. I don't have anywhere to practice, so I practice in the restaurant, and Layla gets angry with me.
Well, truth is, she is kind of right. You sing, the customers are sitting there, and they can't appreciate you, and it gets on their nerves. And then she loses her customers.
Look, brother, do you see this road? Go to the end of it and turn right. You'll see a motorbike place. Go, get on with your work.
Did I offend you? I said they didn't appreciate you. Hello.
Hello. It took you the whole morning to fix it.
Sorry about that, but it was a wreck. They took out the whole engine.
Well, how much did it cost?
Don't mention it. $45,000.
Very well. Your work starts from tomorrow morning. First month, you'll get 400 toman. By the way, because of your university studies, you can swap shifts with Yavar sometimes.
Thank you so much. If you'll excuse me.
Take care then.
What's up, Sasan? I got the job. No, it's not bad. Where? A party? Sure, what's the occasion?
Saeed. Vahid.
Hello.
Hello. What's that?
That? It's nothing. It's a film I'm using for practicing English.
Practicing English. So where's Saeed?
Saeed's not at home yet. He called and he's going to his friend's house and he'll be home late.
Here, son.
Thanks.
I don't know which friend's house he's gone to.
Well, Saeed has a lot of friends, you know.
But he hasn't been to university either. His bag is in his room.
Sorry, it's a bad time to bother you. I just wanted to show you these plans here. Uncle.
Hmm?
These plans.
Plans?
Yeah, don't you think I'd better change the place for these sockets? I've marked them right over here.
Listen, son, why don't you leave them with me and I'll take a look at them later.
All right. Listen, do you think I can handle this job?
Of course, son. Why shouldn't you? You can.
But I am depending on your help, you know. Do you remember the first day I opened my shop? For the first few days, I asked you to come to the shop so I wouldn't be on my own. But you never came.
No, I didn't come, but nothing happened anyway. You managed everything by yourself, right? Right? You copied, didn't you?
But this one is different, Uncle.
What's the difference? It's a job just like the rest of them. There's no difference. You can handle it. Very well. I'll drop in you tomorrow. Vahid. Vahid's son.
Yes, Dad?
Did Sayid tell you which friend's house he was going to?
No, he didn't say anything.
Well, he's not answering his cell.
Hi, Auntie.
Hello. Excuse me, brother. Nima, Sasan really loves rice with green beans. All day I've been thinking about cooking some for him. So please, take some food for him. Well, good night, brother.
With your permission.
Good night, good night. Good night.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Why aren't you asleep?
Why have you brought the food back?
I couldn't go in. It seems there was a party there. Boys and girls. Sayid was there, too.
Sayid? How do you know that?
Well, because he came down to get the food that they ordered. So what do you want to do, Mom?
I want to call Sasan and remind him of the promise he made.
Instead of that, tell Uncle.
Tell Uncle in his condition? Impossible.
Okay, so tell Sayid. At least let him know that you know what he's up to.
I can't, Nima. I've gone to a lot of trouble to sort out Sayid and Mohsen's differences.
And how?
I spoke to Sayid about his father getting married. He didn't object. I've got to have a talk with him again. If Mohsen gets married, a lot of their problems will be sorted out. So now we shouldn't do anything at all that might stand in the way of that.
Vahid, why do you keep moving about?
Well, I'm looking for my mobile charger.
On the bed?
I really don't know. I'm looking for it everywhere.
Vahid, what went on last night?
Why don't you tell me, brother? So tell me what went on last night. Was she there?
Don't talk rubbish, Vahid. I'm talking about Dad.
Dad was really upset.
Why? You didn't tell him.
Yeah, I did, but he wanted to know where, with which friend. You know how to get out of things. Instead of not answering your mobile, you could have answered. Hello, Dad. Hi. I'm working on this type of amazing rare plant that I've just found here.
Clever. If I had heard it, I would have answered.
So it must have been very noisy there, yeah?
That's got nothing to do with you.
Thank you.
by the way, Saeed.
What now?
Do you agree?
Agree with what?
Dad getting married, of course. Auntie said you agree.
Auntie said what?
Well, goodbye.
Saeed, where are you going?
If you'll let me, I'm going to university.
Come in for 1 minute. I want to talk to you.
Auntie, I'm late.
1 minute, Saeed. I want to talk to you. You know about what.
Know what?
What we talked about the day before yesterday. Your dad getting married. We need to make some arrangements.
I don't remember anything.
Saeed, the night before last, I came upstairs and you said you agreed to everything I said.
Are you kidding me? What? I said such a thing? It's out of the question. No way. Forget it, Auntie. Goodbye.
But Saeed...
The orders are taken from 11 and until 1:30. Ms. Rahimi sees to them.
Ms. Rahimi?
You'll see her. Our lunch is ready at 11, 11:30. We have contracts with several companies who get food for their staff from us.
They get food for their staff from us and we take the food to them?
No, they come and get it themselves. Yavar delivers food locally, but now we have you. We can go further afield.
So I'll go further afield.
Don't keep repeating what I say.
I don't keep repeating what you say. Sorry.
This stew doesn't have enough salt.
You keep talking about the salt. It's not right. Too much salt is not good, dear.
A little bit of salt doesn't call for all this fuss.
Can't you keep your hands off the salt, please?
Hello, guys. How's it going? This is
Fine,
your new
thanks.
Coworker, Saeed.
Hello.
Hello there.
Is he going to work in the kitchen?
No, he's going to help Yavar.
You shouldn't ask these questions. Look here, ma'am. Either here or upstairs. It's better to get things straight from the start. To nip something in the bud before it gets too late. Don't you guys say I didn't tell you so. I'm telling you now.
Excuse me, is he actually talking about me?
Well, you see, Mash Rahim has worked here for a long time. Actually, he is the boss here.
Don't embarrass me, madam. What are you saying? You know I owe you so much.
Mash Rahim has been here since we laid down the first stone.
From the time it was a coffee shop here.
Uh-huh.
Then it became a kebab house, then a restaurant, and now a catering.
Would you mind holding your tongue for a second and let me explain a few things to this young lad right here? What this place was, what has become, and how to work in such a place?
Let me tell you. Mash Rahim doesn't like it when anyone comes into the kitchen, or God forbid, if someone picks at the food.
Well, that's right. Listen to me, if you don't want us to fall out, you won't interfere in the working of the kitchen. It's not allowed. It's absolutely forbidden. Don't say I didn't tell you. What are you looking at?
You and Yavar are responsible for buying whatever the kitchen needs. Get a receipt for whatever you buy, and if anything is needed, Mash Rahim will tell you. You'll have to get used to Mash Rahim's behavior, or it'll be difficult for you to stay here.
I'll get used to it really soon.
Do you understand discipline?
Of course I do, miss. In our house, everything is at a set time. Set time for going, for coming, a set time for eating, sleeping at the right time. On the whole, we're the kind of family which follows strict regulations.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a nice break?
Thanks.
Ms. Bita Rahimi, in charge of taking the orders, and Saeed Karimi, our new employee.
I brought these for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very well. Prepare the food for the company, and Mr. Karimi will help
you.
Okay.
Please, come this way.
Don't touch that, kid! Why are you nosy, boy? Miss Bita, the food is ready.
How did we put up with having no boss? I guess it's a good job Layla took one on.
Excuse me?
Pick them up and bring them. There you are.
Thanks for your trouble. Thanks a lot.
And this is your bill.
Thanks. What's the food today?
Your favorite food.
Green vegetable stew. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
God be with you.
What are you waiting for?
What should I do?
Anything but standing there.
I suppose I should take these.
I think so.
Are you new here?
It's my first day.
You've come to a good place. Layla is a very good lady. There's no one like her.
Yeah, you're right. Layla is a nice lady. And the atmosphere is really nice here. As long as it doesn't go to some people's heads when they're in charge, as you may have noticed.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Hey, Sasan. My auntie? What's she doing there? Okay, and what did you say? Good for you. It's Nima's doing, I'm sure. I'll show him. All right.
Son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, son. How are you?
Yes, thanks.
Where's your uncle?
I think he's over on the other side.
You didn't say anything to him?
No.
Good. Hello, brother.
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
I got the address off Nima. I want to talk to you.
I hope it's good news.
God willing. It's about what I told you I talked about with Saeed.
That you said he agreed with?
Yes, but today he said something different.
So he's against it.
What difference does it make if he agrees or not? It doesn't matter. You don't need his permission to get married.
It's not a matter of getting his permission, dear sister. But he has to be brought around, that's all I'm saying.
Very well. Today I arranged a meeting with Nahid. Let's get going before it's too late.
We're not pressed for time, Marzia. You go and talk to her. But I want to ask you another favor. Ask her what her marriage conditions are. Maybe I can't live up to them.
But why? Aren't you coming with me?
No, I can't. I have some work to do over here now.
Father and son are exactly the same. You're driving me completely crazy.
Listen, Mr. Godarzi, don't forget what I told you. You get me an appointment so I can show them what I've got. What's that to you? Yes, I practice. Okay, don't forget what I told you. Goodbye.
God knows how long they've been trying to get through. Sava Catering Service. Yes. Yes. I'll send them to you.
I know. I'll have to have a nose job so they don't treat me like that.
Yavar. Hey, shall we mess with him?
Yeah, he's too cocky.
Saeed?
Yes?
What about the food carrier?
What do you mean, what's the food carrier?
Well, how are you going to deliver the food? In your arms?
No. Where is the food carrier?
In Layla's room.
Now he's in for it.
Right.
Miss Layla? Miss Layla?
What are you doing in here?
I've come for the bike carrier.
Bike carrier in here?
This is the last time you come in here without permission. Get out.
Hey! What are you doing?
What's up? Why are you acting like that? Next time you do something like this, I'll smash your face in, you hear me?
Beat it, you're sick.
What do you mean?
Leave him, Yavar.
You think I'm sick?
Leave him alone.
I'll do whatever the lady says.
Okay, guys, I owe you one.
Why? What's happened?
That was clever. Very funny. I liked it, but watch your backs.
Don't worry, I'll sort him out.
He's like a bear with a sore head. Just look at him. Oh, look at my hand.
Yes, I'll send them to you. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's 8. Can I go now?
So it's 8, but we haven't finished yet.
Well, it's my first day. I'm just getting used to the job.
Okay, because it's your first day, no problem. You can go.
You don't have to come tomorrow, but if you do, it means you've accepted all the rules.
You see? That's what I said to Ms. Rahimi on her first day, and she hasn't forgotten yet.
I say, what's the name of your friend who has a motorbike? Why don't you tell him to bring it here, and I'll have my hair done like yours?
Huh, very funny.
Saeed, seriously. Aunt and Dad are waiting for us. But Nima's not in, he's gone to Zora's house.
You really don't seem to get it. I told you, I've already had dinner.
You'd better go, you know.
You've got a thick skull, kid.
It's up to you, but if I were you, I would go down.
Now hang on. What for?
Auntie is making adjustments to Dad's new suit downstairs.
Okay, the shoulders are the right size. The sleeves are good.
Hello.
Really good. Hello.
Hello, son.
Congratulations.
God willing.
Well, I'm gonna go upstairs. Vahid is on his way.
Okay, brother. I'll get your dinner for you now.
What have you got up your sleeve, Auntie?
Nothing. I've cooked some vegetables, Stu. I'll dish you up some.
Tell me, what's up with the suit?
First, you tell me what's with the party you had last night.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry, I won't let your dad find out about it. Just like all your other mistakes that I knew about and didn't let him find out about. Last night, were you with Sasan? But you made a promise to me, Saeed.
Let it go, Auntie. You told me to tell the truth and I did. Now you answer my question.
Your dad was really worried last night, but I calmed him down. I didn't let him find out that you were with Sasan. Because of you, I had to lie.
No, Auntie, I just dropped in on him and came back quickly.
What will I do with you, Saeed? You know Farhad will be back soon.
God willing.
So when Farhad gets back, everything is going to change.
I understand.
You understand. Do you understand that your dad will be even lonelier than he is now?
Auntie, I'm hungry.
Very well, I'll dish up your food for you. But please listen to what I have to say. I've known this lady for a while. She's a good woman. A few years ago, she got a divorce because she couldn't have a baby. She says until you and Vahid agree, she won't say I do. She's exactly like your dad. What you think about the marriage is very important to her. Saeed. God.
Actually, I was studying until now. Saeed, what happened?
get me a nose job. Gonna look fine. My nose looks cool.
Saba Catering Service, can I help you? Yes? Who do you want to speak to? And you are? Yes, and where are you calling from? Hold on, please. Yavar! Quick, it's the studio. It's important.
Hello? Hello? Can you speak up a bit? I can't hear you. Hello? Peter, there's nobody there.
It must have gone dead. It was the studio. It was someone named Godard's. He said he's got you an appointment for recording.
It was Godard's? Oh, my God. I said one day I'd get my lucky break. Peter, as a sister, would you say I look okay?
If you take that waistcoat off, you're not bad.
What's wrong with my waistcoat?
Nothing.
Now tell me, sister. A singer without a cell phone is low class, isn't it?
Okay. Here.
You know, you are something else. You know, when my first album comes out, I'm gonna sign it and give it to you.
Don't put yourself out.
I mean it. Don't say that. It's the least I can do. Hey there, Saeed.
Hello.
Saeed, I got a call from the studio. I have to go record a song.
That's great.
I wanted to ask you if it's possible for you to cover for me today?
Well, if Layla says it's okay.
Layla, huh? Peter, would you say something?
Layla has to say it herself.
What? Don't mess around. He needs to go. Let him go and do his work. Go on.
Listen, you stand in for me today, and in the morning, I'll stand in for you. I'd really appreciate it.
Give me 1 week of your wages, okay?
You know, 1 week is really unfair, but it's been a while since I've had an opportunity like this, so it's a deal.
Good luck.
Oh, nice. And you call yourself a coworker. Saba Catering Service, can I help you?
Yes, hi there. Sorry for calling again. This is Godard's. Could you tell Yavar that instead of a studio, we actually have a concert for him?
You are such a wise guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Yavar, come back. A wise guy here was making fun of you. No, I mean it, the newcomer. Goodbye.
That just leaves what I owe you, and it seems that you enjoy theater.
And what can you do, for example?
You'll see.
Really? Can't you take a joke?
No.
Truce, then.
No. There's one condition.
I'm listening.
That picture in Layla's room of the girl. Who is it? Tell me. Hello.
Hello to you. Have you sent the food for Ashraf Shahani's shop? He was in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am. I'll send it now.
Thank you.
Hello, boss.
Hello, uncle.
What's going on, son?
Good, thank you, uncle.
What are you doing?
I was just up there doing the plumbing.
Uh-huh.
And I've put the fuse box on the landing near the bedrooms.
Good.
For the smaller flats, 3 fuses, and for the bigger ones, 5 fuses.
Very good.
If you don't mind, uncle, would you check what I did yesterday?
You know what you're doing, but okay, I'll check. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yes?
Yes, hello. Did you order food?
Yes, I'm coming.
Thank you very much. How much is that?
14,000 taman.
There you go. Mister, the change. I think it's 15,000 taman. That's all right. You can keep it as a tip.
I know how important it is to you that the kids agree, but to think that they would agree to it so fast and 100% is too much to ask, I think. Don't you agree?
So it seems you weren't able to get them to agree?
Well, I talked to them about everything, but I think it's time for you and Mohsen to sit down and talk and see how you feel about things.
That's okay, but there's something I want to say which is a bit difficult for me to say.
Please feel free to tell me. Mohsen insisted on you naming your conditions.
Well, I think if everything goes well, we should live separately from the children.
Hello there, Mr. Karimi.
Hello, Mr. Ali Saburi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank God.
Thank God. What's new?
Everything is good. I wanted a quick word with you, if possible.
I'm at your service, then. Let's go.
You know, not talking is childish.
It's very good, in fact.
You got one over on me, and now I have. It's finished. Oh, and I have a friend in the business.
What business?
Welcome back.
That was the last time, first of all. And secondly, what business?
In the hectic music business, singing and all that. Do you know David Beckham? Well, my friend took him under his wing and turned him into a singer.
Really?
Yeah. Heard any of his songs?
Well, of course. I even have a couple of his albums.
So you know him. Well, behave yourself and I'll take you to him.
You're the best, Saeed.
Come in.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, could I go now?
Yes. If you have finished your work, you can go.
Thanks a lot. Excuse me, but could I have a salary advance? I know it's early, but I really need it.
The work is not very hard here, is it? Do you have time for your studies?
No, I don't have many classes, and they're mostly in the afternoon when I'm free. Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Could I take one portion of food?
Why one?
Oh, one for my brother.
Of course.
Thank you.
What are they for?
Hold on. Have you done what I told you?
Yeah, but it's not very good. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. Read it.
Well, it's childish.
It doesn't matter. Read it.
Hello, Mother. Maybe I am the first boy who has ever written a letter to a mother who is not here. Although I think you see us and know all about us. So it doesn't make any difference if I write a letter or pick up the phone and speak to you. I've done it many times, especially when you first left us back when I was younger. I miss you so much. When no one was home, I picked up the phone and I talked to you. I said whatever I wanted, but I didn't get any answer. I cried. And sometimes I begged you to at least come into my dreams. Once you came. Are you crying?
I sometimes miss a person as much as you do.
Miss who?
Someone who I like to see, but who's a world away from me.
Yeah, but I miss someone who I can never see again.
Only death can create such a rift.
Yeah, you're right. She's dead.
I'm sorry. Yavar's a simple lad. Don't tease him.
I'm a simple lad, too. Don't tease me either.
اگه فاصله افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه
من اونقدر عشق میریزم
که برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفته از دستم شبایی رو که بیدارم
لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه. تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم. تو از تو چشمان